Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello, Simon here. Welcome back. And this bite-sized episode is with Tony Adams. And I was prompted to revisit this conversation after the cultural conversation around smartphone use amongst children's really ramped up over the last few weeks. And I posted a video about this very subject on Instagram, ironically, a few days ago, because it's clear to me, in my view, the majority of people have something of an unhealthy relationship with phones and social media, and it's causing a few problems. And so Tony mentions iPhones and Instagram briefly in this broader clip about the subject of addiction, which is clearly a huge subject. And he talks about our desperation to avoid uncomfortable feelings, which leads us to reach for the booze or gambling or sex or social media or whatever it may be. And he talks about the importance of not acting on our thoughts and feelings, learning to sit with them, and puncturing ego.
There's a lot of things that we can get addicted to. I think there's some, you know, if I go back to my program again, it's people, places, things, situations. And when I'm in my head, they can all become obsessive. So I think there's a mental illness there. It's emotional.
Yeah.
You know, the feelings, the uncomfortable feelings that come up that we don't like.
Fear, anxiety.
Exactly. And for me, that starts there and goes to the head.
Yeah.
To be, because we come out the womb with feelings. We don't come out intellectualizing about feelings.
Yeah.
You know, we're animals, and when you get fear, you go to your head for me.
Disappear up into thinking. On that score then, do you think you can get almost addicted to thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we live in our heads. Most people live in their heads nowadays, and I don't know about your head, but I don't want to live in mine. I come up with some really strange thoughts. But I also think there's a, you know, I said mentally and emotionally, but I also think there's a physical side of this illness as well, you know, where we don't look after ourselves enough, and that kind of, it plays the other side. So, and then if the last core of it, if you want to analyse it, I think there's a spiritual, you know, AA, for instance, a 12-step program, is a spiritual solution to a mental and emotional problem. You know, that's what I understand it to be.
People who go to AA, NA, all the 12-step meetings, people aren't religious or spiritual, but from what I know of it, people leave with a spiritual side, with an appreciation of
my experience,
a spiritual element of life.
Of the addict, they've got huge egos and low self-esteem.
Yeah.
That's been my, and half of the 12-step program is a right sizing, like making you right sized in the program, and it's an ego deflating 12-step program. And what we try to do is that you're no better, no worse than any other human being.
Yeah.
And I think the higher power, spirituality, call it what you want, group of drunks. Some people use G-O-D, group of drunks in the room. What's important, I think, that it's not you. You know, the ego needs to be punctured. It needs to be punctured, and you have to get something, nature, and everybody's higher powers differently. Yeah. It's unique to that person, but it's not you, and it's bigger than you, it's more powerful than you, and it's a right sizing process, you know, so you stay humble.
Yeah.
Bill Wilson, who set it up with, you know, co-founder, said, you know, live usefully, walk humbly under the grace of God. And that's what my true ambition is today to do.
So it's surrendering to something, you know, bigger than yourself. And you mentioned there, it's not you. The ego, you've talked on the ego there. Big egos, low self-esteem. I've heard the ego described as a mental-made sense of self, you know, and it does seem to go with like big egos with self-esteem. What is the ego to you?
My ego, you know, thinks that I should be England manager, and you know, it's like I'm fantastic, I'm brilliant. It's me. It's, you know, it's I'm this, I'm that, I'm everything. The journey to the self is difficult, because I think every human being's got a ego, to degrees.
Yeah,
I think we all like to be liked. I know what my solutions are, and it's pretty much, like I say, to not listen and act on my thoughts and feelings, and just to be with them. And it's about not acting on your thoughts and feelings, and changing the way that you feel.
Yeah,
you know, because we can swap poisons as well. You know, we can put the booze down and pick up gambling. You know, and we can swap the poisons, work or sex or porn or gaming. They're all gaming today, and you know, the internet explosion in the last 10 years is an addiction.
Really?
You know, we do 4 boxes in the education department, and we do a box at the start. And we're all on that. We've all been at some stage a don't use, you know, didn't use drink, didn't use drugs, didn't use women, didn't use media, phones before it was invented, didn't use. And then we go round the boxes. Are we take it or leave it? Are we take it, but sometimes lose control. And then you go the last box, which is where I ended up.
Totally out of control.
And then at that point, it's usually you can't go back round the boxes. You either get treatment or you intensive care or you're...
And that's that jumping point, which is the split in the road. Like,
you
do
go
or die.
Round. So we talk about your relationship with whatever it is. What is your relationship? Just take 1 minute. If I can do anything for this podcast or anything for the people out there in a moment, just take 1 minute, sit down and just look at your relationships with everything, with everybody, people, places, things, situations. What is your relationship with all those things?
Yeah.
You know, just have a little think about it, you know. It's no judgment. You know, it's just a little bit of a reflection period. If everyone takes their time saying, oh, actually, Instagram every single day.
It's a compulsion.
Screen time. My son, 6 hours of screen time. You know, we found a great tool that you can actually limit it. But even he didn't realise that he'd been on it for 6 hours. And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, it's great. You know, he loves it. You know, but he's like, okay, so let's have a look at, you know, what do you think? What do you think you should be doing? How many hours do you think you should be on it a day?
Yeah.
You know, just get the conversation going again.
Yeah.
You know, because that affects his mental health.
Course,
that would affect his emotional health.
Yeah.
So that's all we talk about, and we get it into the consciousness. We talk about this stuff, and hopefully we make the world a better place.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode, and please do sign up for my newsletter at simonmundy.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.